This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another amazing show for you today. I know you're going to love our guests. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage and let's get started. My guest on today's show is Tanya Klein. Tanya lives and breathes a healthy, active lifestyle. She has to. She competes as a bikini professional. More about that later. But that's not all. Tanya also has her own line of sportswear, as well as owning and operating her own fitness nutrition company, Nutrition Head to Toe. I met Tanya recently at a networking event. She was connected through someone who has worked with her, and she's an incredible spokesperson for a healthy lifestyle. Tanya believes that health goes beyond feeling good about the way you look. To truly be healthy, you have to be your best spiritually, mentally, and physically. Once I spent some time with Tanya, I knew I had to have her share her message with you. I know you're going to find her story inspiring. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
I'm really excited about our conversation, and I know when you and I talked, I could have talked to you for hours. You're such an inspiration, and I love the fact that, you know, you just help so many people see what's possible. And I'd love to start our conversation by having you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a bikini professional.
Sure. So I decided that I really wanted to get healthy and made a goal for myself to do a bikini show. That gave me kind of a timeline, so then I knew I could really commit myself. And I fell in love with the sport of competing because it did keep me geared on a healthy, active lifestyle. And I saw that people, especially on 44, and I saw that people, especially women, you know, 30 years and older, it's, you know, things that they thought they could never do. So I continued to go on. And what it means to be a professional is you have to compete in a pro qualifying show. And then once you do that, you have to win your height division. So they'll divide you up by different height divisions. And once you win your height division, to become a pro, most of them you have to win the overall. So that is what I did. So I was able to take the overall winner of every single competitor that was in that show. And the difference is it took me from an amateur state then to a professional state, which means now I could do it as a business. You know, there's definitely more credibility there. And you also have the opportunity to win cash and prizes competing rather than an amateur show where usually it's a trophy or a plaque.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because I think so many people think that they get to a certain age and it's not possible to make the kind of shifts that you've made. And I love the fact that you set that timeline because I think so often we say we want to get healthy, but we don't have a timeline. We don't have any goal. And I think when we don't have that, it makes it really, it's kind of out there and abstract. But when you've got a hard date, you need to get into action.
I agree with you 100%. And I, from what I've been able to do now nutritionally, and we'll probably get into that later, but so many people will fall off. You know, they'll get started and they're really excited and they're making changes in their life, and it's so easy to fall off. I'm not really sure why. So I really work hard with mindset, because I feel if you want it, once you're ready and once you're there, you can have anything you want. So putting that timeline for some people is exactly what it takes to get them to, you know, do it for long enough and create a habit and then see a shift in their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Because to do it at 44, so how old were you, if you don't mind me asking, when you started this?
Yeah, I was 39 years old when I did my first show.
That's amazing, because so many people think that you've got to actually be doing that all along. And so when you start something like this, and I guess it depends on where you are physically in the process, but how long would somebody really have to work on it to get to the point where they're really starting to see a transformation and seeing progress if they haven't been doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So I guess I could base that off of my team that I coach for the shows. And the typical time that we need to do this, you know, a healthy, natural way is about 16 weeks. So that's the average time of, you know, 100% commitment. And, you know, some are going to take a little bit longer and some are going to take a little bit less. But once they can maintain, then their time gets less and less. So for me now to do an actual show, I've gotten my time down to 5 days. So because I maintain, you know, healthy, active lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, you know, you said 16 weeks?
Yes.
That I'm actually surprised. I would have thought it would have taken 6 months, 2 years. I mean, I'm surprised that with 100% commitment, and I know it's a lot, you know, that's a lot, but I'm surprised that they can do it in that amount of time. But I guess if you get the right support and the right coaching, that makes it very possible.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, that's an average. There are some that are going to take longer, you know, it depends years of, you know, habits, unhealthy habits might take a little bit longer. Body fat typically is a good way to gauge that. If somebody's body fat is much higher than like 35%, they're probably going to take, they're going to need a little bit longer, more like 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's actually really nice to know, because I would have thought it would have been a lot more difficult. So can you tell me what's the difference between what you do and what you teach every day, you know, about health and nutrition?
For me, myself, I work on mindset. I think that's the most important thing just in life in general, with whether it's your nutrition, your exercise, whatever it is. So I always start my day with some personal development and just to grow my mind, because I feel we can get our bodies where we want it. We can, you know, have our health where we want it, but we always, always have to continue to grow our mind. So I'll start my day that way. I always start with breakfast. I think that's one of the most important meals. I heard that when I was growing up, but I don't think anybody ever knew why in my family. It was just something that they said. And, you know, we started with a bowl of cereal. So I don't do that anymore, but I make sure to start my day with a good, well-balanced meal. And then I go from there and I do my workout, whatever that may be. For me, it changes depending upon the day. And then I go on with my day. So whether it's, you know, I've got people to meet and help with their nutrition plan, or, you know, it's my job that I work, or posing classes. And then I typically will teach some classes at the Nutrition Club as well. And I believe that the more I can interact with them and join them in the classes, the better. So I just make sure that my food's packed and I'm ready for my day. I'll just look at it in the morning and I get going.
So you say your food packs. So I'd love to just talk about that for a minute, because I know that the person who introduced us, you know, was getting ready for a show and she had her food, and we were even at a networking lunch and she had her food because she was getting really close to her competition date and needed to eat that way. Do you find that most people find it pretty easy to do that so that they can eat the right foods, or is that challenging for some people to be able to make that shift?
I would say the majority of the people, it's challenging just in the beginning. So if you can just really work with them, I think some of the most important things are the convenience factor. So we have to make the meal plan as convenient as possible for an individual to be successful. You know, if I'm asking somebody to pack six home-cooked meals every single day. I mean, the average person works and they're working out and they don't have time to do that. So we have to be realistic. We have to look at what they're willing to do, what they're willing to sacrifice, you know, how much time they have. And then, yes, most of my meal plans will always incorporate them putting a little bit of thought and a little bit of effort. But once we can kind of get them used to that routine and get them thinking a little bit in advance, then it really becomes easy. It's just like breathing for me, you know. Seeing what they can do, what can they take it? You can get a little cooler bag. Prepping their food in advance is great. Learning to eat your food cold, I think that's been like huge for me because I don't have to have a microwave, you know. So teaching them and getting them to be as good as possible with that, it's just a little bit of an adjustment. But I would say it takes mm-hmm. them maybe a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Are most of the things that you teach them to eat, are those things that they can incorporate with the whole family? Or do they have to make other shifts for feeding their family differently too?
No, absolutely they can do it with the whole family. I really want to teach lifestyle. So, I mean, while they're going to make some sacrifices in their meal planning when they're preparing for a show, I still want them to be able to enjoy their family and their time with their family and show them how they can go out and eat, you know. So there might be some sacrifices they have to make in the choices they pick, but it's definitely stuff that's friendly for the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like from what you're saying that they eat a little bit differently just before they go into a show versus the way that they're eating as they're kind of getting healthy.
You know, they definitely change what they're eating when they prepare for a show, but as far as like changing what they're eating versus their family, they might make their stuff maybe with just not as much sauce or, you know, something that's lower in sodium, just kind of little tweaks like that. Maybe change their carb mm-hmm. up instead of a regular mashed potato to a sweet potato, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, those all sound like changes that probably would benefit everyone in the family.
Yeah, exactly. They really do. It's really great for the kids and the spouses.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. I'd love to ask you before we go to break, because I love to ask this of all my guests, what motivates you to live healthy and to share your message of healthy living with others? We call it your big why, and I know you talk about mindset, and I think understanding your big why fits so well with that. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
Honestly, like, I just see so many people that struggle with their self-confidence, and I just really feel whatever I can do to help people feel better in their own skin is amazing. And the fact that these people show up, you know, for these workouts at 5:45 in the morning just means so much to me. So if I need to be there because they're motivating me to get up, to get them moving, then I'm absolutely there. So I can't, you know, I just want people to feel good in their own skin and be proud of who they are.
Yeah, that's amazing that they get up and are there so early. But that really shows that they want to do it and they want to fit it into what they're doing.
Right.
Very interesting. So we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I just want to talk about some of the things that many people are missing in their diet, because I think getting an understanding of that will really help people start making healthier choices. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Tanya Klein with Nutrition Head to Toe. And before the break, we were talking about kind of her journey to become a fitness professional and her shows that she does, and also having a great conversation on just eating healthy and a healthy lifestyle. And I'd love to ask you, Tanya, what would you say are some of the most important things that people are missing in their daily diet?
Water, for starters. So many people are missing out on water. And, you know, a funny thing on that is coffee. I know we have a lot of coffee drinkers. Coffee depletes their water. So even those that are maybe having four or five glasses and then drinking coffee, they're depleting most of that. And, you know, a good gauge on that is half of your body weight in ounces is a great place to start. And that's just, you know, your typical average person. That's not even somebody that's working out hard and sweating. So half your body weight in ounces, and I think that's the most important one. The next one is I feel so many people are missing protein. And protein is really what promotes lean muscle mass. So if we can learn to incorporate at least a little bit in every one of our portions, I think we're going to be off to a much better start.
So what are some of the good types of protein that you recommend people eat, or the ones that would be easy for them to eat?
Yeah, well, we, you know, at our nutrition club, the first thing I'm going to say, we have the most amazing shakes, and those are 24 grams of protein. So that's the cool thing about a shake is, with ours, you can just mix it with water. You don't even have to blend it. It's awesome if you do, but you don't have to. So that you can always just kind of take and go. There's also a protein snack that you can get, and that one tastes like Kool-Aid, and that one's a powder also. And as far as whole foods, you know, you're looking at like egg whites are going to be a good source of protein, a chicken breast, you can do some tuna. You know, there's so many different types, and that's where speaking to your client and really finding out what they're willing to do, can they bring a cooler bag, do they need to just mix a powder, and really helping them to hit that protein factor.
Well, I like the fact that there are a number of different options that they can choose from, because it really does help them fit in, or it'll also help them if they're going out to an event or they've got, you know, a special evening out. They can, if they plan ahead, they can pick, you know, usually pick options that'll fit into that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always something that they can take.
What's the biggest challenge you have with people when you start to get them to think about eating differently? How do they respond?
You know, a lot of them are like, oh, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to do that. And I, you know, I used to kind of tiptoe around it. And I most of them are coming to me because they have a huge goal. Some of them, you know, it's health. Some of them, it's just, you know, their physical appearance. But when you start talking about health diseases and people that are overweight, and I just remind them that the way they're eating is not working for them, and that they came to me for a reason. So, you know, I would love to see if we can help them find something to get them to kind of maybe change their tune a little bit and give this a shot. And usually when you kind of point it out to them that way, that what they're doing is not working, they're usually more open to try something new.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that, because they are coming to you. I mean, you're not grabbing them off the street and saying, you have to do this. They are coming. And I think that happens a lot of times. People say they want the help, but they're often not ready to make the shifts. But that goes back to understanding what your big why is and why you're doing it.
For sure. And I love that you guys find their why, because that's what we do too, because that's such a great thing to go back on and call them out on in a loving way, you know, is to, hey, you know, I remember when you came to me, you said X, you know, and I think they easily forget that why. So if you can get, you know, if you can remind them and get them back on track, you know, and that's where I think that mindset plays such an important role, because I really feel when their mindset is there and they really are ready, they are going to make whatever sacrifices they need to make.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you were kind of tiptoeing around it, but I think oftentimes, and we need to do it in a loving way, but I think that oftentimes we do tiptoe around the things, kind of the, I call it the elephant in the room, the thing that we really need to talk about. And I think just putting it out there, and if they're not ready, they're not ready. And that's okay. It's not that they have to do it.
Exactly.
But you're there if they want to do it.
I agree. And I feel like things I've learned in life is, in a way, to allow them, when they're coming to you for help and coaching and guidance, is almost enabling them, you know. So I've really learned to look at it that way and to just speak up in a loving way and remind them that maybe they're just not ready. And when they're ready, I'm here, you know, and to take baby steps. But when they're coming to me and they want me to hold them accountable, then that's my job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that helps them shift the mindset, because I find, you know, when I was doing one-on-one coaching, I'm not doing that anymore, but when I was doing one-on-one coaching and I did push back a little bit and say, wait a minute, I'm confused. You came to me and you said this was what you wanted and this is why you wanted it. Now you're saying you're not willing to do what needs to be done. Maybe you're not ready, but I think something else is going on. And that's when we usually got to the root of what it was, which was pretty mm-hmm. simple, but it's getting them to shift how they're thinking and what they're looking at.
Totally.
And you know, I find that most people too, and all the studies show this, that 80% of, you know, disease that we have, the challenges we have physically, are really from lifestyle choices, which is actually great news, because that means that if we're willing to do a little bit of work, we can definitely make the shifts and get healthier. I would bet that the people that you work with, once they start eating healthier and exercising, their energy level must just go through the roof.
Oh, it totally does. And it's funny that when you say that, so many of them will come in and, you know, they'll want to shift in their nutrition, and the first thing they'll say is, I don't want to do a show, and I don't want to work out, which is 100% okay. I don't just coach people that do shows. It happens to be a passion of mine, but that's not all I can do. And, you know, I giggle because so many of them have just not felt good to work out. And you're absolutely right. Once they dial their nutrition in, they start feeling so much better, and all of a sudden they're showing up to workouts, and, you know, then they're working out multiple times a day. So it really cracks me up.
That's funny. That really is. So what else has competition taught you about creating a healthy lifestyle, and how can people apply those lessons to their own life?
And it's just taught me that, you know, your body is a machine, and to, you know, your food is fuel for that machine. So if you want your body to form properly, you've got to feed it properly. And I think everybody can take that with them. And then in turn, that you're going to feel better. You get that adrenaline going with those workouts. And whatever it is, find something that you like just to get you moving around. And really, it doesn't take long to create a habit, you know. So if you can just create a new habit with some healthy choices, you can just take it with you. So teaching people, you know, convenience, how to make their food convenient, and how to fit their meal planning and their exercise into their life, you know, whether they have to put it on a calendar and schedule it, is, you know, something that really helped me get disciplined competing. And I think that's something that everybody can do.
Absolutely. That actually, you know, that actually sounds like something they can use not only in healthy eating and exercise, but something that they can really do in everything they're doing. I think a lot of people don't plan those things in. They just say, I'm going to do it. And oftentimes we wait until the end of the day and say, I'll exercise on the way home, when it's really important to understand when is the best time for them, when are they most likely to do it, and probably when you're really tired and worn out is not the best time to be doing those things that you still have to do or want to do.
Yes, you're right.
Do you find that most people want to exercise and get there early in the morning, or do you have a lot of people that like to do it at night?
You know, I would say for me personally and our group, the majority of them are in the morning. And I love that because I personally like it in the morning better. End of the day, I start to get a little bit tired and maybe don't push as hard. And I feel like just starting my day that way, I feel so good once it's done. And, you know, I had mentioned the 5:45, that's what time we start. And sometimes that's one of our biggest classes. So it's just great that people come and they've already eaten their breakfast because that's what we've taught them to do. And they get their workout in, they go home, they shower, and they're off to their snack and off to their job, you know, or whatever their daily routine is. So that the mornings are definitely bigger for us.
Yeah, I would bet that they'd have more energy during the day too, and be more more focused. And I find that once I've, you know, gotten up and if I've done some exercise or done something, the clarity and just being able to just be more creative also comes out in me.
Absolutely.
Can you give us an example of maybe one of the biggest transformations from someone that came in and said they wanted to make a shift and then kind of the transformation that they went through?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I have so many. I'll talk about one girl. Her name is Erin. She came in and she was overweight and tired and, you know, napped during the day and just really didn't have a whole lot of spark. And came in just for a regular meal plan, didn't have anything to do with the show, and started getting phenomenal results pretty fast. And she's a young girl, you know, so, and her, you know, her mother was overweight and her dad struggles with his weight as well. So she kept on it and did exactly what she came in to do and started getting some results, losing weight, feeling better, sleeping a little bit less, not napping during the day. And she did commit to do a show. And you know, she got up there on the day of the show, and she was down within that 16 weeks. She was down 65 pounds, and it's so amazing because that show that I'm talking about was back in October, and she has now committed to do this next one coming up here in May. But she's lost all of her body fat now. So now, I mean, this girl who went from sitting out during our exercises to leading the pack, and that's no joke. I mean, the girl's an athlete, and mm-hmm. I'm watching her now just completely sculpt her body and put on little muscle and get definition here, and she's been so inspiring that she is now coaching 7 other girls to do that May show with her. So her transformation is incredible, and you know, it's just completely changed her life, so.
Wow, that's amazing. We need to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to hear another example of someone maybe in a little bit older age group that's gone through a transformation too, because that's really inspiring. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Tanya Klein with Nutrition Head to Toe. And before the break, we were talking about healthy eating, and I love the example that you gave us, Tanya, of the young woman who, I'm still amazed that you said she was down 65 pounds in that 16 weeks, and I loved the fact that now she's leading a group of other young women to get ready for shows and really get healthy, because that's how it spreads and that's how we really make a big shift. I'd love another example, if you have one, of maybe a woman in the mid-age range, just so we can see how that can affect people at different ages.
Yeah, there's another one, Tammy, that I like to share her story. I met her on the mountain hiking one day, and I invited her in to come get a smoothie, and she came in and slowly but surely kind of just started tweaking some of her lifestyle, you know, her eating habits. And Tammy has been with me now. I've been coaching her for over a year, and she has dropped 75 pounds, has maintained that, and truly, with working on her, with her mindset, with her, you know, just everything, the mindset, the exercise, the nutrition, when she tells her story, she talks about how changing her nutrition has actually saved her marriage. Just because, you know, it was a cranky household and, you know, there were issues, and just by feeling better, by changing her nutrition and working out, and she enrolled her husband on that, and he actually is down 89 pounds and, you know, severely overweight, had some knee surgeries, and, you know, he's now attending all of our fit camps and running around. She's got her daughter is on a program and she's dropping weight. Her son is on a weight gain program. So she has been inspiring as well, and she's down a total of 75 pounds, and she also was embarrassed to be in a bikini and got her little buns up there, and she just rocked it in that bikini show, and she's got a little team herself. So super proud of Tammy.
Wow. I'm again amazed, but it goes to show, and I always tell people that you can find your natural healthy weight without dieting if you just eat the right foods and you listen to your body and watch what it's doing and exercise and get up and move. You know, it's not about, you know, eating, you know, I know you need to eat healthy, but it's not about giving up everything you love, but it's being really smart and listening to what your body needs and how it responds.
Yeah, totally. And your portion control, you know, you can still have those things you love. And I love that you mentioned that about the diet, because I almost hate that word, you know. I just feel it's not about a diet. Like, a diet to me is just like a fad, you know. You do your diet, you lose your weight, and then you put it right back on. It's that lifestyle shift is really where, right, I think the positive changes come.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you 100%. And I'd love to shift our conversation just a little bit and talk about your company, Nutrition Head to Toe. I know it's helped a lot of people achieve their health and nutrition goals. What do you think makes your approach so successful?
I think that by us, we really, really work on, for one, when you come in, that it's a positive environment. So every coach that's in there truly leaves any garbage out the door. And I myself have sent myself home because I just was not in the right space to be there. I think you can go and get nutrition help anywhere, but I think it's how you feel when you leave and how you feel when you're there and what kind of impression they left on you. I mean, we serve shakes in our nutrition club, and you can get a shake anywhere. But we have people coming multiple times a day because it's the environment that's provided when they come in. So I think for starters, that's a great unique thing about us. And our coaches really practice what they preach. So I believe to be successful myself as a coach and operate a nutrition shop, I want to be a leading example. I want to be somebody they aspire to be, not somebody that they're looking at asking why are they taking nutritional guidance from me. So that to me is really important, and you'll find that every single one of our coaches will have a transformation picture on the wall of what their changes have been. And we're all striving for our level 10, whether that's physically, mentally, you know, whatever that is, and wherever our level 10 is, there's always room for improvement. So we always have our goal and where we're going next. And then we really customize for people. So my plan may not be the plan that you would benefit from. So we talked a little earlier about, you know, the convenience and packing and what is someone willing to do. I really want to know that because I want you to get results, and that's all I want. I want you to get from me what you came in there for. So sitting down and taking the time to get to know you and what you're willing to do and what kind of job you have and what your busy schedule is like is really going to help me to give you a successful plan. And then one of the coolest things, I think, is that we offer the fitness activities, and those are all free all the time. So whatever we can do, we really believe it's 100% mindset, 80% nutrition, and 20% exercise. So if we can get people to learn to focus on their nutrition and maybe save some money on their fitness levels, we can offer all that stuff for them, and then they're around a positive community with people striving for the same goals.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's really interesting and really important that you do get around people who believe the same things you do and really want to get healthy. Because I know a lot of people try to change their habits, but then they stay around the same people who are comfortable with where they are. And I'm not saying give up all your friends, but
right.
I think it's important to find that support community who really has similar goals to what you want, because they can help you get over those humps. They can help you see the positive benefit. They can also encourage you when you have those days where you may be tired or sore or something goes wrong, when a lot of us then tend to eat and stress eating. I was at an event this last weekend, and somebody was saying when she really changed how she was eating and she lost weight, her coach said, put a sign in the refrigerator that said, "What you're looking for isn't in here."
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
She said she had that there for 30 days until she really realized that, because what she was doing is when she was stressed, the first thing she was doing was going to food, and she really had to break that habit because that wasn't what she needed. And I think being around people that can help you when you get under that, you know, kind of stress really can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. I think it totally does. And I love that picture. I will have them put like a picture like of either their body that they once had or a body part that they mm-hmm. you know, are going to get. And we'll remind them, you know, when we see them, is that getting you closer mm-hmm. or further away from your goals? And that's, it is really up to them, because for things to change, they have to change, you know? And so that's great. And you're right. Being around positive people with the same goals are really going to help you to go that direction.
Yeah. And I love the question you ask, what's your level 10? Because for everyone, it's different, but that's really powerful. I think that's a tweetable personally. And then what are you willing to do to get there? But
yeah,
you know, it's not the same for everyone, but I think getting a clear picture of what that is can really help you take the action that you need.
For sure. And getting them to even say what their level 10 is. Sometimes they don't know. So really making them think, because I think you have to say it. You have to say it, or you have to write it. You have to look at it. So you have something that you're working toward.
Mm-hmm. Do people have a hard time articulating and sharing what that level 10 is? I mean, I'm as you say that, I'm wondering if people might kind of have a picture, and sometimes we have a picture in our head of what we want, what we'd love to look like, but it's not realistic. But other times I think we're afraid to say it because we don't know how to get there. And I want people to realize that you don't have to know how to get there. You just have to have a clear vision of what you want. And once you do that, the how will show up and you will have everything you need.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes, you know, you can tell them your level 10s can change, you know. Your level 10 might be something that seems more realistic to you, and then what do you do when you hit it? Then you got to have a new level 10, you know. And so I think that kind of helps them to break out of that, and maybe if they think it's unrealistic, it doesn't become so unrealistic to them anymore.
That's interesting, because you're absolutely right. I mean, I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. It can change. So if you think it's too big, maybe put it in chunks so that you can reach it. But don't give up when you get there. If it's not truly where you want to be, you know, keep going.
Yeah, because you may not know where you want to be until you start changing.
Right. I think sometimes people have been at a point in their life for so long that they don't think what they want to do is realistic or doable. Or I think a lot of people have given up, to be honest, on reaching
yeah.
the goals they wanted, depending on where they are, age and stage.
Yeah, I agree. some people, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm too old. No way, man. You're never too old to start. No way.
No, I love that. And I know on the break we were talking about the fact that you had someone, a lady who was 68, who had done multiple shows. So age really doesn't have anything to do with it. I think it's really more mindset and getting the right support.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we can't stop that one now. She's out of control.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. So what's the biggest challenge you have when someone comes in and wants to really make a shift?
I think the biggest challenge would just be when they come in and want to make a shift, but they're not really mentally prepared to make that shift. And so I'm okay with that. Like, I have to know what their goals are. I have to know, can I hold them accountable? Well, you know, I don't want to scare them out, and I can just be honest with them and tell them that. So we have some that come in and they do their weigh-in and they check in every single week and they don't follow their plan for one single day. But, you know, if that's the space that they're at and I can provide just a positive place for them to come and do that, then I'll let them do that, you know. I'm not going to enable them and tell them that's okay, but it's okay. I mean, if that's what they're choosing to do, I just remind them that that's not getting them closer to their goals, and they'll come around, you know, when their time is ready. That happens often for us is, you know, somebody might be lingering around for a year and just coming in and getting shakes and coming to casual workouts, and then all of a sudden something has either happened with them or in their life, and they're ready, and then they're, you know, then they're like 100% committed. So we just love on them where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that accountability piece is important, and I think the fact that they can come in and not be judged
right.
is huge, because oftentimes we feel like people are judging what we're doing, but just being there so when they're ready, they know they can do it, I think is just amazing.
Right.
So we need to take our final break, and when we come back, I'd love to have you share some of the myths that you hear about nutrition, because I know there's a ton of them out there, and just share a couple of things that you hear that just aren't so, and just continue our conversation on healthy eating and how people can really make a shift that's going to transform their life. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Tanya Klein with Nutrition Head to Toe. And before the break, we were talking about her Nutrition Head to Toe and some of the things that they do that are a little bit different and a different approach. And I love the fact, Tanya, that you really support people where they are. And I love the fact that your coaches are people who have actually been through a health transformation and gotten healthy, so they understand the process. And also your focus on mindset, because I think once people get in the right mindset and know they've got someone there that's going to support them, it's huge. I think it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
I'd love to ask you, because I think this is a topic that is really challenging for people. There are so many myths about nutrition out there. Can you share maybe some of the myths that you hear most often? People come in and state it as fact, but it really isn't fact. And how do you get them to actually shift and see what reality is?
You know, one would be the sodas. People feel that if they're not drinking a regular soda and they're drinking a diet soda, that's good for them. That counts for their water intake, which is crazy to me. You know, all the chemicals and stuff that go and all the sugar substitutes and stuff that are in those sodas, I mean, you can you can put those on your battery to get your, to get the corrosion off of your car batteries, you know. So to me, it's like putting that in my belly is horrible. So mm-hmm. that's one that we hear often is they think that they don't have to count it because it's a diet soda. People are so concerned with all the no-fat foods and, you know, just because our body does need some good fat. So we really teach a good balance on that and what good fats are. And just because it's no fat does not mean it's good for you. Another one that we hear a lot is no carbs. They shouldn't be having any carbs if they're trying to lose weight. And I don't know, but, like, I think you definitely need a good balance again and show them the good complex carbs to eat. Because I think our body does need some carbs, especially if we're an active person. So, you know, we don't need a whole bunch, but I think that's a definite myth there. And then one that we get all the time is people skipping meals because they think that's the way they're going to lose weight. And I can't tell you how much that actually is wrong. And I know you know that, but we'll have people come in that are, you know, some that are morbidly obese, and they've been skipping meals. They've slowed their metabolism down, and their body's not hungry, and they wait, and then they eat something horrible at dinner. And what that's actually doing is, you know, eating away at any muscle that you have, and your body's storing the fat because it's thinking it's going into starvation mode. And when you get them in, and I'm trying to tell them to eat every 3 hours, it freaks them out, you know. So that's a challenge for us to try to get them to take that shift and really show them that actually eating more, they're going to drop more weight. So.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. All of those are great. And I think the one about skipping meals, and you're right, and people often wait until they're hungry. And what happens is, first of all, their blood sugar has crashed. And, you know, because their blood sugar is going through such highs and lows. And I also think when you get really hungry, you tend to grab that comfort food versus really eating the food that your body needs to be nourished.
Right. I agree.
And, you know, I love that too about the diet sodas, because once you start to shift your body away from the chemicals and the additives, you will just see a shift in your body. It'll start to process food better. Your skin will look healthier. You just will feel so different. And there's just nothing like water to really hydrate your body. There just
right.
isn't. And I think it's important for people to make sure they're drinking enough. So as you said in the early part of our conversation, a good rule of thumb is half your body weight in water, and to really start to get hydrated and give your body what it needs.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you do? I'm curious, when you're educating people on fats, because your body does need some healthy fat, and so many people have been used to the idea of not eating fats. How do you have that conversation so they get it?
You know, I just tell them that our body does need fats. You know, our brain function, fats help keep us fuller. And I explain that, and then I try to help them find some good fats, and I explain the difference with the good fats and the bad fats, and find some that they like in there. You know, like nuts are a perfect example. You know, you get the roasted and the salted nuts that they're eating, and they think it's good, and I try to explain that versus, like, just a whole raw nut is going to be so much better. Once you roast it, you're cooking out the nutrients, and then you're eating a high-fat calorie food, you know. So when we're going to eat our fats, we want to get the best results from them and get the nutrients from them. So it usually shocks them, actually, and they're excited because they get to have some fats. And so we just kind of go over a list of some that they could fit into their plan. And that one's not usually too bad of one to put in there because I can usually find some things that they like.
What about the carb conversation? Because it's the same kind of thing. People hear carbs are bad, but people don't realize there's good carbs and bad carbs.
Yeah, that's it. They don't realize. I mean, a lot of people think if they're having, you know, white rice, that it's awesome for them. So I just kind of try to give them the switch, because if they like white rice, they probably like brown rice, you know, and I just explain that rice is just cooked in water. And that's another one, you know, at first it kind of shocks them, and you ask them to do a sweet potato and they're thinking of those yams that they had at Thanksgiving growing up that they hated with brown sugar and marshmallows, you know, or whatnot. But I explain that there's, you know, there's white sweet potatoes they can get, and there's so many different ways of cooking a sweet potato. So I'll show them that so that they feel like also they don't have to eat the same thing every single day, but they can, you know, they can cook it different ways and it tastes completely different.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you say that because I think when people think about eating healthy, a lot of people think it's the same food over and over again. And there's a lot of different ways. One of the things we love to do is put fresh herbs and spices from our garden when we're cooking eggs or on potatoes, you know, a sweet potato or things like that, because it really does change the flavor and it just, it makes the flavor so much more intense.
It totally does. You can really get creative. And I feel like people just, they just need some guidance, you know, because, you know, they either grew up how they grew up or they've, you know, been cooking as an adult for their kids the way they've been cooking. And just they just need someone to show them and give them some options and maybe give them some recipes or maybe even go to the store with them and help them, you know, change their grocery shopping habits. I think that's mm-hmm. all it is. They're just missing that guidance.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to ask you, we've talked to some people on our show in the past who are really champions for a raw food diet. What do you think about that in, you know, when you're in healthy eating?
You know, I haven't really gotten too into the raw food. I don't know about that. I think, like, for the dogs, I think I like that okay. I think maybe for me personally, it just doesn't entice me. So I haven't, I got to be honest, I haven't done a whole lot of investigating on that. You know, raw nuts and stuff like that. But when you're talking about raw veggies, I love that idea. I think that's the absolute best.
No, I don't eat that way. I just, people often talk about it. So I was just curious. Because, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm just so amazed with, you know, how what you've done and the transformation you've helped people through and just, you know, the way you look and all the competition and everything. And I really invite people to check out your website and do that. So how can people connect with you and learn more about what you're doing and just learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few different ways people could connect with me. With me personally, I have a website and it's just my name. So it's spelled TawNya and then the last name is CLINE. So that's TanyaKline.com. So that's pretty simple. And my Instagram is the same thing. It's my name, Tanya Klein Bikini Pro. And then Facebook, you can just Google my name and then I come up on Facebook. And then as far as the Nutrition Club, you can also find me there or find out more about that. And that is nutritionheadtotoe.com. So the word nutrition, it's NutriPion, the word head, HEAD, the number 2, and then toe, TOE. So it's nutritionheadtotoe.com. And same thing with Instagram and Facebook. It's just Nutrition Head to Toe. So it's pretty easy to find us. I'd love for you guys to check us out and reach out if there's anything I can do to help you.
Perfect. Thank you. And we will list a link to connect with you also on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website with a link to today's interview. So they'll be able to click there and connect with you also. So as we wrap up our conversation, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love?
Yeah, if I had to give, gosh, it's so hard to pick just one. But if they've got that mindset, I say it starts with mindset. Then I would say drink your water and start your day with a good, healthy, well-balanced breakfast. Definitely get that metabolism going. Your body wants to function and it needs to be fed. So fuel that body first thing in the morning, I think, is a good jump start.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the great information. And I look forward to seeing what you do next with your competitions. And just, I really think you do so much to inspire people to just get started.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, my pleasure. So until next week, remember that even small changes make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts and your questions. Share what you loved about today's conversation. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.